Father, it's by your glory, by your grace that we are saved and redeemed in Christ Jesus. And we ask you, Father, as we join in the suffering of our Savior today, as we remember his suffering and we remember his sacrifice, I pray that, Father, we would respond together in joy and in faith. Father, I praise you for those who have come to Christ just over this last week. And Father, get ready to take part in the Lord's Supper, maybe for the first time today. God, we praise you for that. We rejoice in that hope that we have. We rejoice as we remember our Savior, the grace that he has shown to us. May you be praised in our lives today, O God. It's in your name that we pray together. Amen. If you just look here for a second, I'm going to give you some instructions. Here in a moment, Sue's going to begin to play on the piano. There's five stations around the room for you to come and receive the elements. They're in two cups. They're stacked together. The bread will be in the bottom and the juice will be in the top. There's a station right here on the front of the stage. There's a station right back here in the middle. In the balcony, there's two stations on both corners. You'll just make your way to those, and there will be, and you'll be able to receive the elements. Take those back to your seat, and then we'll take them together. Okay, so if you'll get them and then take them back to your seat, we'll receive them together. Sue's going to begin to play, and you go ahead and begin to move towards the station. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Take and eat. He continues, "In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Take and drink. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, that is our prayer, that is our hope for our lives, for our communities, for our church. May your will be done in our lives. May our hope be grounded in Christ and what he's done. We love you, O Lord. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray together. Amen. We've got a brief report for you. We went on a mission trip over a couple weeks ago to New Mexico. So those of you guys who are speaking to that, go ahead and join me up here. They're going to put some pictures on the slides behind you. We were in Los Alamos, New Mexico. My brother is the pastor at First Baptist Church there, and we spent a solid week up there. And let me just tell you, church, I am incredibly proud of our people. It was a long week. We did a lot of work. You've seen some before pictures, and you'll know when you hit the after ones. We spent time, doing all sorts of things. But I've got Joel and Perry are going to come talk. We had our own fair share of COVID stuff to deal with, but we made it through, and praise God, we were able to do quite a bit of work. I'm going to let them share, and then we'll close our service together.
I'll go first because I'm not sure what Perry's going to talk about. So he can't get his Bible verses right. No, I'm just kidding. It's interesting, Michael, what Michael preached about today, because that's what I want to talk about was the great teamwork we had. One of the great things about going on these kinds of trips is the kind of relationship you develop with the people who are on the trip with you. Now, we did a lot of great work. And you'll see in the pictures, and the church very much appreciate all the work we did. But to watch us work together and come together as a team, doing things, some things we were good at and some things we had never done before, everybody being willing to step up, doing whatever needed to be done, no matter how dirty and awful it was, getting that glue off that floor was one of the worst jobs you can imagine. And everybody chipped in, whether it was running the grinders, whether it was sweeping up the mess or whatever it was. And people looked around for things to do, volunteered. Bill was our foreman, Bill Hall. He did a great job giving us just enough leash so we knew what we could do. And it's just great watching the church operate that way outside this building. And we do a lot of great things inside these walls. But if you have a chance to go on a disaster relief or a mission trip or anything with a group of fellow believers, it's great to watch that teamwork develop and those relationships grow deeper.
First, I would like to say what a privilege it is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ along beside you, First Baptist Church in Ponca City. For we knew that we were not alone in Los Alamos, that for every one of us that went, another had to give to support our mission. And for everyone who went, our families had to stay at home and carry on in our absence. And our church had to continue with a short staff this last week. And for everyone who went, many were lifting us up in prayer. Your prayers and cards were felt and answered. Together with you and a good and faithful, gracious God, we accomplished all that we were set out to do. And amazingly, we finished when we were supposed to finish, right on time.
Let me tell you one quick story about this trip that I just found out about this last week. This church has been through a lot of turmoil, a lot of pain and suffering. They've had some splits, and my brother's been there for about a year. They've had a lot of issues. But it's been a faithful church and a good church for a long time. One of the chores we were doing, you saw we were pulling the concrete out. Well, when they put the last carpet out. When they put the last carpet down, they'd come in certain sections and wrote verses and stuff on the concrete. Well, as we're grinding stuff and pulling stuff up, one of the guys who was there from their church helping took a picture because he recognized the name of the person that didn't go to church there anymore. She had been hurt and not physically, but emotionally and spiritually hurt, and she had left the church through some of the turmoil and times. Well, he took a picture of that, and unbeknownst to him, two members of the Chinese fellowship also knew this lady, and they had already reached out to this lady and just said, hey, you might want to, I don't know if you're going to church anywhere right now, but you might want to consider coming back. And she had just kind of settled it in her heart and her mind that if one more person from the church reached out to her just to say hello, just to make contact, that she was going to go back and just see what was going on at the church. After we tore up the carpet, a little while later, this guy, armed with a picture, walks into her office at work and says, hey, I saw this at the church where you used to go. You remember writing this? And she remembers, and she gets home and was like, well, I guess I got to go. And my brother was going to be meeting with her this last week or this upcoming week to talk about what was going on in the church. And her and her son were looking at joining the church and coming back into that fellowship. And so just a matter of pulling things apart and tearing stuff down, we were able to see people begin to be healed and reconnected and the body of Christ come back together. So we praise God for your prayers. There's a group of ladies here in the church, the Baptist women, they wrote cards to every single member. And so during the week, I think Janelle Hall had them, and she was distributing through the week. She didn't give them all at once. She'd just kind of drop them on your bed at different times, so you didn't really know when you were getting it. But it was a great encouragement to all of us on the team, and we praise God and thank you for that. And so I think we're going to watch our announcement video, and then we'll close our service together. So let's watch our announcement video.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Here are your announcements. Wednesday night at 6 p.m., there's a youth parents meeting in the attic. It's actually a chance to hang out with the youth and then look at what's coming up this year and what we have planned for parents of youth. For the month of September, that's when we'll be kicking off the Edna McMillan State Missions Offering. So make plans to be a part of that great offering. There's a ladies' Bible study, Jesus in Me by Ann Graham Lotz, that'll start September 7th, 9:30 a.m. in the parlor. September 8th, Wednesday nights with Pastor Michael kick off. So you will be able to participate in that and see what new exciting things we have for you in the world of evangelism. The Baptist women will be meeting September 9th at 9:30 in the parlor. And we have a men's Bible study with Ray Cripps over the book of Acts. That'll be September 14th at 9 a.m. And that will be happening via Zoom. And finally, we have our night of worship taking place September 26th. That'll be right here in the worship center at 6 p.m. I know. Go ahead and put it on your calendars right now so you can make plans to attend.
Really quickly, Carrie Officer just came down and said she wanted to share something about the trip. She didn't go on it, but I guess I'll let her speak.
I love that. He's like, do I trust you? You didn't even go. And I'm like, I know, but you know, you never know. No, I just want to share like a side note. You know, we always know that there's stories going on. And when Perry was talking and when Joel was talking, God just said, get up and get down there. So there are a lot of us that stay here. I stayed here, and during that week, I was like doing good and then got sick and then recovered. And so many of you reached out to me because Scott and the girls were gone. And that was such a blessing to live the way that you guys did that. But the way that this team took care of my family, because unfortunately, my two were two that were exposed and ended up with COVID. And this was their first real mission trip to be able to go on. They've helped with little things around town, things like that. Whew, sorry. But to know that they were that far away and that I had so many people praying for them, taking care of them, making sure they didn't feel alone in a strange church and in this little room that they were in, letting them be a part of still helping if they were off in a different area so they weren't exposing anyone. They were still able to serve the way that we were blessed, with people loaning us their vehicles so that we could get them back here so that they could be healthy and healing. Joel going with Scott and sitting for hours in a car with them so they could get tested. Just the way that everyone stepped up and loved on us and took care of my family, because y'all moms know it's not easy if your kids are sick and you're not there. And I didn't have to worry about that at all because I had so many people that took care of my family. And that's just what this church does. It's what it's always done since I became a member. And I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you, Carrie. Now, let us continue to love one another, church, in the same manner. Just as a reminder, often we take a benevolence offering. If you would like to give towards that, you can just take one of the envelopes by the boxes and mark benevolence on there and drop it in one of the offering boxes outside in one of the locations as you go out today. Aaron, close.
Amen. After those good testimonies, let's stand and sing this word of praise together.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him among ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God bless you. You are dismissed.